The show is live and local. It's your local performance connection. And at the Virginia Theater in Champaign tonight at 8 o'clock, it's the wonderful guitarist Tommy Emmanuel. He's considered by many to be among the very finest acoustic guitarists in the world working today. He's from Australia, lives in Nashville, and this is actually his third appearance on our show. He is in our studio, sitting there right now, ready to launch into a tune to start us out in a moment. He has also brought along his traveling partners for this particular tour, both of them singer-songwriters who recently appeared with him on his PBS special, Anthony Snape and Pam Rose. And we'll look forward to hearing them all separately and together on today's program. It's live and local on FM 90.9. Tommy Emmanuel, live in our studio here on Live and Local. I'm Kevin Kelly, and that was Tommy Emmanuel. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, it's great to see you again. I know if you remember sitting in this studio in that very spot about a year ago.
That's right. We were there. We had traveled overnight from somewhere. I mean, our bus was parked outside the studio, everybody sleeping outside.
That's true. You were on your way to Springfield for a show there.
Oh, right.
At the time, I think you were doing a workshop that evening and then a concert the next day. And here you are going to be giving a concert tonight at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign, and then also in our listening area tomorrow night at the Peoria Civic Center Theater in Peoria, Illinois. If it plays in Peoria, I guess you'll find out if you're worth anything, right?
You know, I guess so.
if people show up. Yeah. No, Tommy Emmanuel is considered, as I said just a bit ago, by many to be one of our really fine acoustic guitarists. He is one of our finest acoustic guitarists. Chet Atkins famously called him one of the greatest guitar players on the planet. Eric Clapton didn't even mince those words, said the greatest guitar player he'd ever seen. What do you think of Eric Clapton?
I love Eric Clapton. Are you kidding? He's not only one of my favorite guitar players, but he's one of my favorite singers as well and songwriters. I love his writing and I love his singing. In fact, the tour that I did with him in 1990, I couldn't wait to meet him because I wanted to tell him how much I loved his singing. And it kind of took him back. You know, I don't think many people had said much about his singing. And he's got such a beautiful voice and writes amazing songs. And he's one of my favorites.
Have you ever had a chance to perform with him?
I did in Australia. I haven't seen him much. I spoke to him once. We're talking about trying to get on the Crossroads show, and he was telling me how cram packed it is, and that they're aware that they'd like to have me on. They just got to try and find a way of doing it because there's so many people that are on the show.
You know, we'll do our best here to raise your profile.
Yeah, that's fine. I'm just as happy to be here.
Yeah, well, you know, I am really very curious because we always say what other people say about your guitar playing, and who are some of the other guitarists working today who you do particularly admire besides Eric Clapton?
Well, there are so many. Probably at the top of my list would be Frank Vignola from New York, and I met Frank years ago when he was playing with Les Paul, and we just struck up a great friendship, and we have a good chemistry together. I love playing with him. I love playing with Stockola Rosenberg, with Yosho Stefan. And these guys who play kind of gypsy jazz music. I really love playing with those guys. I love playing with Ricky Skaggs. There are just so many, you know. I feel the problem for me is that I'm very comfortable in just about every genre, and I enjoy it, you know. And I'm happy to jump into a blues, and I'm happy to jump into a Django tune, and I'm happy to sing a pop ballad, you know. I like all kinds of music as long as it's soulful. That's all I'm looking for.
Well, I mean, the guitarists you just mentioned do straddle. I mean, you mentioned a few gypsy jazz folks, but the other ones, you know, are across a certain spectrum.
Well, you've got also a guy like John Mayer, who's a wonderful, wonderful player, and B.B. King, of course. But there are so many. The world is full of great guitar players, you know.
Well, that's
they're everywhere.
And we just had a guitar festival at the Krannert Center here at the University of Illinois. And,
oh, great.
You know, there were guitarists out of the woodwork. In fact, it was kind of funny because, you know, Dan Zanes?
Dan Zanes, no.
A guitarist. He's been in a rock band, but he does a lot of shows for kids now.
Mm-hmm.
And I had the chance to do something with my youth orchestra with him. And he came to our rehearsal with, I think, just a mandolin.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody said, well, would you like to have a guitar? He said, what do you think? Are there any around here? And the
exactly.
place was just crawling guitarists
exactly.
with guitarists. And so somebody brought him one. He said, oh, this is much better than the one I use.
That's right.
And he did have his for the next day. Do you ever do electric guitar?
Yeah.
Is everything acoustic for you?
No, well, when I tour solo, I just play acoustic guitar. Earlier this year, I did a tour in the United States. In fact, we played in Chicago with my band from Australia and my brother, who's an electric guitar player. And I played mostly electric in the show.
Do you ever tour with him? I mean,
I did then.
I mean, around here?
About every 5 years, we get together.
I'd like to hear that. I didn't even think I knew about your guitar playing brother.
Oh,
I haven't read enough.
There you go. Well, Phil's, he was my first real teacher in the sense that he's nearly 3 years older than me. So, you know, when I'm 5 and he's 8, he's already, his ear is much more advanced than mine. So he's hearing things on the radio, Beatles songs and stuff like that. And he's saying, oh, this is D to B minor, G, and now here's how it goes. And so he was teaching me how to use my ear long before I knew exactly what he was doing, you know. And by the time we were, you know, 10 and 7, we were playing musical games to test our ears. And you know, we'd turn our back on each other, and I'd play a note, and he'd say, that's A. And then I'd go, he'd say, that's D, you know.
And then you mix in some really complex chords, I see.
Yeah, and then, you know, you'd say, well, it's a G7th and it's got a raised 5 in it, but it's a 13th as well because I can hear the 6th and that kind of stuff. That's the kind of brain he has.
See, it's people like you all that I really dislike because the harmony is my big weakness.
Nice,
you know,
to see you too, kid.
Yeah. No, I think it's a wonderful experience. And you say, you know, he has a more advanced ear than you do, but...
Well, he did in
maybe
those
that
days.
Was then.
I think as musicians, we think and play very differently. But I've always been my brother's accompanist. That's what my role has always been, his accompanist. And it's kind of because of that, That's what set me on the course. When I heard Chet Atkins, I could hear that he was playing everything at once, because I was already working out rhythm parts off records and playing the bass part at the same time, and didn't realize that there was a bass guitar on the record. So there's some tunes we used to do where the bass part goes and the rhythm player's going, but I'd go. So I'm playing both parts at the same time, thinking that that's what the rhythm player did. But the rhythm player actually went, and the bass. So I accidentally trained my own ear by out of necessity. So when I heard Chet Atkins, I could hear this like that, and then. And I started out like I just did then, with a straight pick, and then I eventually got to the thumb pick by the time I was about 12, and I was off like crazy by then.
And now you mostly just use your fingers most of the time, don't you? At least half the time?
Yeah, I vary it. I mean, it depends on the song. Some songs I don't even play with a pick, I just play with the flesh.
Well, that's what I was thinking, yeah.
Yeah, like in a tune like, let me just give you an example here, folks. Lewis and Clark, for instance. So that's just the sound of my flesh, you know. I don't need to have a lot of volume in the backing part. So the backing part is, right, then the melody. That's without a pick.
Well, and the nice thing too about training yourself to combine the bass part and the rhythm is that, you know, you could do away with one of your instrumentalists and come away with a little more money.
Think of the money I'm saving.
That's
up here.
Right, that's exactly. You're a smart guy as well as a good musician. Yeah.
There's no flies on me, but you can see where they're being. There you go.
Well, we've heard a little snippets of tunes. Why don't we hear another one? And then we're going to introduce your colleagues then.
All right. That. Okay. Here's a let's see now. Here's a song from the Little by Little album, and I wrote this tune. This is live, folks. I'm tuning. There we go. This tune's called Halfway Home, and I hope you like it. Here we go.
Tom Emanuel here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. He's going to be at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign tonight, and then tomorrow night at the Peoria Civic Center Theater in Peoria. And this guitar you've got is remarkably pristine.
Belongs to Clara. It's hers.
Does that? Well, and for those who might wonder, well, why should that be remarkable? If you've ever really seen average Tom Emanuel guitar, it's got... it's just a mess because you use it as a percussion instrument.
Yeah. Well, I just decided because I love this guitar, Clara's as well, I thought that I would bring it along and play it today just for a change. But I'll have my old one on the shows.
Your old one. I mean, you have several that,
yes.
that you typically use in
these old shows. The old rugged cross. There they are. I've got two guitars that look pretty worn and beaten up. But they've really got a particular sound, you know, and they didn't get... where they are today by anything else but a lot of hard work and a lot of thousands and thousands of shows over the years, you know.
Well, and you also, I assume you still carry it with you. I remember when you were at the Virginia a couple years ago, I think it was, you had this little black Gibson.
Oh, yeah, the Kalamazoo. Yeah. I didn't bring it with me this time.
You did not?
No. But sometimes I do carry that guitar. I think I might have had Frank Vignola playing with me on that, too.
Actually, you had Clive, whose last name I forget.
Clive Carroll.
Yes.
Oh, brilliant.
That was
He's one of my
show.
Favorite players. Yeah.
I'd love to have you and Frank on here, though. I mean, he's been in the studio, and you've been in the studio. And actually, I'm in this group that calls itself the Audiophile Music Society of Champaign County.
Ooh.
And if I really want to wow these guys, I put on one of the CDs that you guys made together.
Oh, yeah.
And they say, oh, man, they're just all in guitar players heaven. Listen to you guys together.
Playing with Frank is just a pure joy for me, you know. We have a great chemistry together and a real love for the music that we play, you know. He's a songs guy the same as I am, you know.
Well, I want to ask you about that in a little bit, but about the songs thing. But I'd like for you to introduce your colleagues who you brought on your tour and were on your PBS special with you.
Ladies first. Yes, I'd like everybody to meet Pam Rose, and I met Pam many years ago in Nashville. But it was her song Walls that really got my attention. I recorded it on my album, The Mystery, back in 2005, I think.
I think so. That sounds right.
Yeah. But when you hear the composer do it, it's another world.
And so, you toured together, or maybe Pam, you were opening for Tommy at that point?
Several times. And I brought Pam to Europe several times as well. And she sang and people were weeping, you know. She really
I'm looking for my Kleenex box here.
Has a great where she hasn't even sung yet.
I know, but I want to get prepared. Yeah, it's not here. Mike, I need some tissues.
Just cry on your sleeve. And this fine young gentleman in the middle here, I know he's a gentleman because that was what was written on the door he came out of. But he's from my hometown of Gunnedah, Australia. This is Anthony Snape.
I thought you were going to say that's how you knew he was a gentleman because he came from your...
Well, he's a gentleman. He can play the accordion, but he doesn't.
Yes. That's actually true.
Both aspects, you do play, you can play, but you don't?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah. Oh, you didn't bring it.
No, definitely not.
Anthony came to my attention via my manager, who received a recording of Anthony, and she said, hey, you should hear this guy. And I heard one song, and I said, get him over here. So that's it.
And that was that.
Yeah.
Tommy speaks and it's done.
Well, he needs to be over. He needs to get going, you know. He's so good. And if I had a voice like his and could write like him, I'd be the biggest star in the world. Let's go.
Well, let's go. Yeah. What have we got? Who's
you
first?
You want to sing something?
Absolutely. Yeah. Would you like to go first, Pam?
What? Are you ready? Do you want to do
let's
song
do
we know and love?
Yes, let's do it. This is a Pam Rose song that was recorded by Restless Heart.
Yeah, a group called Restless Heart. Yeah. And I enjoy having Tom and Anthony, especially two great singers, sing with me.
Anthony's a good singer, put it that way. Me, when we're still working on it.
Oh, Tom.
You ready?
Yes.
Thank you.
changing my life with your love has been so easy for you, and I'm amazed every day, and I'll need you until the mountains are valleys and every ocean is dry, my love. I'll be yours until the sun doesn't shine, till time stands still, until the winds don't blow. When today is just a memory to me, I know I'll still be loving, I'll still be loving you.
As she is.
And Tommy Manuel and Anthony Snape. Anthony was the one without the guitar.
Yes.
And the voice floating up there, up on high. That was a really nice blend between the three voices there.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Nice job. It's beautiful. They're all here live with us in our studio here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. And I'm Kevin Kelly, and it's always a treat to have folks such as yourselves given me my own private concert, and I just happen to be sharing it with about 7,000 people.
There you go. Well, that's great.
Our broadcast today on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from the Sousa Archives and Center for American Music, breathing life into the history of our nation's musical past through exhibits, guided tours, and performances at the University of Illinois. More information is available, and visits can be scheduled at 217-244-9309. Tommy Emmanuel, Pam Rose, and Anthony Snape will all be at the Virginia Theater in downtown Champaign. The show is has been advertised as starting at 7 o'clock, but I noticed their website says 8 o'clock, so you might want to get there by 7 if you don't have tickets already.
You better get that sorted out.
Yeah. Then at 8 o'clock tomorrow night at the Peoria Civic Center Theater in Peoria. So if you miss him tomorrow, you can go hear him all tomorrow.
If you miss tonight,
there you go.
Tomorrow.
I'm glad you're editing me there.
You had your nose fixed, now your mouth is playing up.
Apparently so. So, Tommy, you said earlier that reference to yourself and also to Frank Vignoli, you said Frank's also a songs guy. I think I know what you mean by that, but why don't you
I'm interested in playing songs, you know. I love improvising and all that kind of stuff, and I have a lot of fun when I play. But it's all about the song and the power of that song and what that song does to people. And that's why, you know, I carefully choose the songs that I play on stage and the arrangements that I come up with. If I do a cover, it has to be something that I can really pour myself into, you know. Whereas, you know, I really enjoy writing my own songs, and that's the passionate kind of challenging part for me, but the song has to stand up just on its own. You know, when I play the song, it could be the simplest thing, but it has to stand up and be strong, just as a solo piece. You know, the thing is that I never write as if I'm writing for me to just play solo guitar. I always think like I'm writing for a singer in a band. So that's how I think when I play. Even though I may write a tune. For instance, when I wrote the song Locomotivation, a guy came up to me after the show, the first time I played it live, and he said, "My God, you wrote a pop song, but it's a finger-picking tune. How did you do that?" And I said, "I don't know. You know, I don't know what you mean." He said, "It sounds like a pop song, but it's a finger-picking tune, you know." So the verse does this. You know, and maybe in the past when people wrote up-tempo finger-picking tunes, they weren't that melodic. They were more, you know, like for instance, Doc's Guitar by Doc Watson. Right, it's very guitar orientated. My tune is. It sounds like a song you want to sing to.
So his was a little more rhythm and figuration and chords.
Mm. Well, it was written for a guitar player. That's I try to think like a singer when I play and when I write.
Well, and I remember, when you were here last time, I had a specific request of a song that I knew you do had talked about. And I won't make that specific request again because I did that already. But the general request would be... one of your favorite ballads that is not Somewhere Over the Rainbow.
Right.
Because that was the one last time.
Oh, okay. So you want me to play?
I do.
Oh, okay.
One of your favorite tuneful, wonderful ballads
that you
do such wonderful things with.
Well, thank you. All right. Let me play you.
More live guitar tuning.
This is a brand new song. For those guitar geeks out there, I'm dropping my E string down to D. This is a song that was inspired by the characters that John Wayne portrayed in his movies, and particularly The Quiet Man, O'Danaher, where the movie that John Wayne made in Ireland. And I tried to write a piece of music that spoke of the American West, but also of the Irish influence of this country. So this song is called The Duke.
John Wayne seems such an unlikely inspiration for a song as beautiful as that for some reason. Maybe because I just haven't seen that film you mentioned.
The Quiet Man.
Yeah.
Well, it's just something about that character, you know, that the character that has principles that he won't be moved from. You know, in one movie, the guy says to him, how come you got into so much trouble, you know, when you don't go looking for it? And he said, well, you set a code to live by. I won't be wronged, I won't be insulted, and I won't be laid a hand on. I don't do this to others, and I require the same from them. That was his code that he lived by in that movie. And it was just really straight ahead and simple, you know? And, you know, I can't abide a skulk, stuff like that.
Does he attempt an Irish accent in that film?
No.
Probably a good thing, I'm imagining.
Probably.
Yeah.
Mister.
John Wayne with an Irish accent.
Yes.
There must be Irish people who imitate John Wayne, so however that works out, probably.
Yeah, it doesn't have the same ring. Let's get these wagons in a circle. You know, it doesn't have the same sort of ring, does it? You know? Listen here, pilgrim. You know, it doesn't have the same. Yeah, have you ever heard of the Chieftains?
Of course. Kevin? Yeah.
Well, I played with the Chieftains in Australia when
they
came. Yeah, and they had been in Nashville recording an album called Another Country. And Chet Atkins had played on it on two tracks. And Paddy Maloney, the head of the Chieftains, had said, oh, yes, we're going on tour. We're going to New Zealand and Australia as well. And Chet said, oh, here's Tommy Emmanuel's phone number. Call him and get him to play with you and get him to learn my parts. And you can do these songs in the show. So I get back from a tour and I go into my voicemail and I hear this, hello there. This is Paddy Maloney from the Chieftains. Mm. Would you be coming and playing with us? It sounded like a joke, but that's how he talked.
Yeah, sure.
Would you be coming and playing with us? And it was great. It really was. And I arrived there to do the sound check and to rehearse everything. And this is a band that had the same lineup for 36 years. And they sit in a semicircle on the stage. And they had an extra chair at the end, which was for me. And so I'm sitting there, and the old fiddle player, Martin McCarthy, I think his name was, he came and sat down right beside me, didn't look at me, and he was just sitting there staring out into space, you know. I could smell the whiskey on him. And finally, Paddy comes over, and he says, Martin, this is Tommy. He'll be playing with us tonight. And Martin leans over to me and says, if I nod off, give me a little nudge. That's the Irish sense of humor. He was just having a laugh, you know.
Are they? I should know this, but are the Chieftains still playing?
Yeah.
You should have them open for you sometime.
Oh, yeah. Well, some of them have passed on. Derek Bell is gone.
He was the
harp player and played piano as well. And he was so funny. He was trying to tell me some stories about his childhood while eating a cake, while his false teeth kept getting caught in the cake. And it was just like, you couldn't have... It was a priceless moment. Derek Bell with that thick southern Irish accent, you know, trying to tell me about his childhood while eating this cake. It was, you know, it was a day to remember, that's for sure.
And he had very thick glasses, too, as well.
Yeah. He was hilarious.
Well, Tommy Emmanuel here on Live and Local. He'll be at the Virginia Theater in Champaign tonight and at the Peoria Civic Center Theater tomorrow night, along with Pam Rose and Anthony Snape. And I think it must be Anthony's turn.
It's Anthony's turn.
Absolutely. Yeah. Well, I'd love to share a song with you called Frequency that I know Tommy loves to play on.
I love this song.
I don't need to be treated this way no more. You're all I've got, but you make me feel so small. Don't you know I believe I feel you're out of phase? And it shows, and it shows. You're on a frequency. See you.
Awesome.
Anthony Snape with Tommy Emmanuel here on Live and Local. A song called Frequency. Actually, I got a preview of that because I did check it out on your website. And that was one of the ones up on the music player.
Fantastic.
Yeah, I enjoyed it then too. Even better now because it was right here in our studio. Mm-hmm. And he's right. You got a beautiful voice.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you.
Obviously, very natural tenor.
Yes, absolutely.
I'm always amazed at the number of pop and rock singers who sing a really high tenor. And I wonder, how did they get to do that? But You're a natural one. It's a beautiful speaking voice too.
Thank you very much. It's something that's just always come naturally. It's I think I've been blessed with a voice, and I think it's important that I get out there and share it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you must have had some musical inspiration before you figured out that there was a voice there.
You know, I always knew that I was going to be a singer. Always, there was never anything else I was going to do. But I didn't really pick up the guitar until my mum and dad brought just a little guitar in, and it had a video with it, and it was a Tommy Emmanuel instructional video.
I was just going to ask, as a fellow Australian, it had to be Tommy Emmanuel.
Absolutely. I learned how to tune the guitar for the first time. Tommy taught me. Yeah. It was amazing.
Yeah, well, you know... I remember the first time we talked that it was interesting to me when I was looking up a little bit about Tommy Emmanuel that you do have those instructional books and videos and so on.
Yeah, and now I have a website called Tommy TV, and you can subscribe to it and you can download instruction. You can look at four different camera angles at the same time if you want, or you can just hone in on the right hand, two angles on the right hand, or if you want to just watch the left hand and you're trying to learn the song, you can do that as well. It's got all kind of new technology, and it's run by True Fire, which is a great company here in America, but it's called Tommy TV, and you can go there. If you go to my website, TommyEmmanuel.com, there's a link to Tommy TV on there, and then you can go in and have a look. It's not only instruction, but it's also a lot of interview things. And I interview other guitar players like Martin Taylor and Frank and Tom Bresch and people like that. And I'm interviewing them, and then we play together. And it's a lot of fun.
Well, you know, to the best of my knowledge, University of Illinois School of Music does not have a guitar professor.
So are you offering
me
a position?
Just in case, I'm not in a position to do that, but I'm suggesting that you might be an asset to the institution.
Well, that'd be nice. It might give me a chance to come off the road for a while. See?
Yeah, that's right. You get tenure, and then, you can do what you want.
Well,
Isn't that how it's supposed to go in academia?
Really a gifted teacher, I enjoy teaching, but there are some guys who I know very well who I can see that they have a gift in teaching. Frank Vignola is definitely one of them. Stephen Bennett is another one. But I just try to hand on whatever I can. Usually the best thing for me is when someone asks me, can you show me how to play, Ruby's Eyes or one of my songs? I can break it down and show you how it works. And that's how my instruction DVDs work. I just break everything down so you can see how it goes,
That sounds to me like a hallmark of a good teacher.
Ah, well, thank you.
Yeah. Tommy Emmanuel here on Live and Local with Anthony Snape and Pam Rose. I'm Kevin Kelly, and we have you just for another 15 minutes. The time is just flying here. Mm. How about one of those Tommy Emmanuel fingers flying tunes that are really hard to teach because only Tommy Emmanuel can play them?
Well, let's see now. What can we do there? All right. Are you ready? This is a song written by Peter Allen, who was a great singer-songwriter from Australia who became very successful here in the United States. This is called I Go to Rio.
Mm-hmm.
You caught me.
I caught you. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, I caught him napping. Oh, no.
No, you caught me taking notes on what I'm gonna, what I was going to do next here.
Oh, that's good.
No, that's wonderful. Tommy Emmanuel here on the Peter Allen tune here on Live and Local. I'll bet you that's a little longer in the live show.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's right. You got to save something.
Well, you know, when you're doing radio, you're supposed to keep it pretty snappy, aren't you?
That's the idea, yeah. Although, you know, the ballads are nice, too.
Yeah, they are. Yeah.
Well, we're going to hear you, I think, with all three. When I walked in the studio earlier, you're all three doing something really nice.
Oh, yes. We were doing Haba na Haba, which is the title track. And this is a really interesting song because I wrote it as an instrumental. And then Pam came to Germany for my guitar festival and heard the song and said, oh, could I write a lyric on it? And she wrote a beautiful lyric on it. And Haba na Haba is a Swahili term. And it means little by little. Yeah, little by little, your pot will be filled. You'll get what you need one day at a time.
Tommy has just switched guitars.
Yeah, this is a brand new one, and I had to tune this guitar down a tone because Pam sings it in a different key to what I've been doing when I play it on my own. So I just quickly tuned this guitar down so it sounds nice and deep.
Haba na haba, la salama.
You guys sound great together. You should go on the road.
We're thinking of it.
Yeah.
We just don't want to get run over.
Tommy Emmanuel with Pam Rose and Anthony Snape. Pam, beautiful singing.
Thank you. Thanks, Kevin.
They're going to be at the Virginia Theater tonight in Champaign and tomorrow night at the Peoria Civic Center Theater. And I have to ask this, Pam Rose, do you wear the rose-colored glasses on purpose?
Well, they're actually sort of purple.
From so here, if there they look very rosy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, they are in here. Yeah.
Really? Well, it's appropriate for today.
I thought that actually during the PBS show, too.
Yeah. Did you really?
Yeah, I did.
Well, they're supposed to be purple, but, you
must
know,
be the blue lighting they use. Yeah.
Maybe they're just, you know, multicolored.
Well, yeah. It certainly works. I need to mention today that our program on FM 90.9 is made possible with support from the Danville Symphony Orchestra presenting Oh, What a Night, featuring Billboard hits from 1957 to 1969 with guests Ron Bohmer, Titus Burgess, that we have accompaniment here, and Bradley Dean this Saturday at 7:30 p.m. at the Danville High School Auditorium. Ticket information is available at 443-5300. We should do this for all of my announcements. And we have support, long as we're rolling here, from the Corkscrew Wine Emporium, 203 North Vine, Urbana, with wine tastings on Saturdays from 3 to 6:30 p.m. in the Mouvon Wine Bar. This Saturday's tasting features Lisa Odom of the Maverick Wine Company, followed by live music from 7 to 9 p.m. by the Brian Holloway Something Trio. More information is at thecorkscrew.com.
There you go, corkscrew.com.
Corkscrew.com.
Yes, it's a really great place. I go to that place quite a lot, actually. In fact, I've been over there this morning for breakfast.
Not sure they're open yet, but I'm glad you got in.
I went in the back way.
Well, we'll have a little more music from Tommy Emmanuel in just a moment, but let me mention some other events you can go out and see and hear live in our listening area over the next couple of days. Let's see. The Kevin Lucas Orchestra plays at the Hilton Hotel in Springfield this evening at 5 o'clock. That's a wonderful band we had recently on the show. The Romantic Age and Beethoven C Minor Trio is a little program you can hear for free at the Mills Breast Cancer Institute in Urbana tomorrow at noon. That's in the main Carl Clinic campus. It is the University of Illinois Jazz Combo under the leadership of Joan Hickey, or at least she teaches that combo, at the Iron Post in Urbana tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. Mark Phillips and, I'm sure I'm reading this right, the third generation bluegrass band, perhaps, at the Little Ryman in Altamont, Illinois, tomorrow night at 7 o'clock. The Larry Harms Trio play jazz at Basta O'Neill's in Washington tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. The Ruthless Goats are at Kickapoo Landing in Oakwood Friday evening at 5:30. The Peoria Symphony Orchestra plays it played first in Peoria, then on Broadway at the Peoria Civic Center Theater Friday night at 8 o'clock. Illinois Wesleyan University presents a faculty recital with saxophonist Keith Zimmerman and pianist William West in Westbrook Auditorium on the Illinois Wesleyan campus in Bloomington Friday night at 8 o'clock. And it's the Millikan Choir's Concertino at Central Christian Church in Decatur Friday evening at 6 o'clock. You heard it here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. Thank you for your accompaniment.
No, that's fine. Give it a little bit of groove underneath to set you. You know, you go to see the music and it's going to be a good time and all that stuff. You know.
Yeah, can we record you and then we'll use that under future announcements?
Leave your money on the refrigerator, we say in Australia.
Yeah, we've got three refrigerators. Does that mean I have to leave a bunch of extra money?
Yes, it means I'm expensive.
All right. Yeah. Well, speaking of not very expensive, it's really very nice of you to come in here and do the show for us.
Thanks for having us, and I'd like to thank my mother for having me.
You've done that before.
Yeah, I probably.
She appreciates your gratitude.
I hope so.
Yeah. Well, and you toured for a long time with your mom, so she helped you out. You helped her out.
She did. She's the one who started everything.
Yeah, pretty much. You're listening to 90.9 WYLL FM and HD Urbana with translators W266 AF Urbana and W293 AF Danville, NPR and Classical Music for Central Illinois. WYLL is, of course, a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. We appreciate all of you for listening and for joining us on today's show. We'll be back tomorrow with another show from 12 to 1. And What do you got for us to
show? I thought I would close out the show with a little bit of a Merle Travis tune and a Doc Watson tune kind of mixed together. So this is a little bit of Blue Smoke and a bit of Doc's guitar. Here we go.
Tommy Emmanuel, live on Live and Local. And thanks very much to Anthony Snape and Pam Rose for coming in as well.
Pleasure.
And I assume that on tonight's show in Champaign and tomorrow night's show in Peoria, you'll play as you did here, a little bit separately, a little bit together.
Exactly, yeah. The show will have a bit of everything in it.
I won't ask what all the
and
other
and zing will go the strings of your heart.
The thing that you will hear that Tommy does that he didn't do today, lest he mess up Clara's guitar, is a lot of percussion work, which is always a lot of fun
to see,
involving the microphone as percussion instrument as well.
Played by the forehead.
Yes, I've seen that happen. Yeah, that's good, too. Thanks very much, and we'll look forward to seeing you next time.
Thank you.
The forecast calls for a mostly sunny afternoon. We'll have a high temperature about 75 degrees. We must be about there now. Tonight, partly cloudy with a low of 48. And tomorrow is expected to be mostly sunny with a high temperature of 68 degrees. It's Live and Local on FM 90.9.